Politicians use a lot of words when campaigning, but the most meaningful are very simple. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities, and today on the Academic Minute, Douglas Dowland, associate professor of English at Ohio Northern University, discusses these.
There are three key words that resurface with every election, from the local school board to the nation's presidency. My research shows how these three key words are also a source of fascination and frustration to America's most prominent authors. The three key words are ones we use every day, but when we do, they have an enormous impact on ourselves and on others. Those words are we, us, and them. As John Steinbeck waded through the mud of South Vietnam in the mid-1960s, he could not resist using them to praise American soldiers at war as the best of us, while castigating the war protesters at home as a them at their worst. Hunter S. Thompson felt like many during the 1972 presidential election that a great them had taken over the country and robbed it of its ideals. James Baldwin, at the end of his career, found little room for the us he had in mind when he wrote so eloquently decades before. And J.D. Vance peppered his classic memoir, Hillbilly Elegy, with a we of Rust Belt Americans at odds with a them of the coasts. Friends and enemies, fellow citizens and foreigners, can be sculpted from these three simple words. Every election reminds us how they are used and abused, from the highest offices in the land to the writers scribbling at their solitary desk. Being aware of the work of these words goes a long way to understand how America is shaped and reshaped at the ballot box and beyond.
That was Douglas Dowland of Ohio Northern University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.